In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. From all our hearts, our Lord, we thank you. During these 40 days of resurrection, we see you this week, the true light of the world. Now, as we are standing before your holy throne, we ask you to enlighten our minds and to let this true light be our guidance in all our ways, in all our acts, in all our words, and even in all our thoughts. Please, our Lord, enlighten our minds, enlighten our hearts, and enlighten our ways, so as not to walk in darkness, but look at you, the true light, following you step by step until you purify us from inside and uncover to us every tiny behavior or every tiny thought or every small word that can take this true light from us. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we are very comfortable when your true light enlightens us. We are in safe, and we are also in joyful life, because your true light never quenched, never disappear, never go back or far from us. Our Lord Jesus Christ, during this week, uncover to us every obstacle that prevents us from growing and growing in you and with you and by you and through you, guided by your Holy Spirit who dwells in our hearts. Every single prayer was raised up now from the hearts of your children who are standing with us tonight. Accept, not through our will, but let thy will be done according to your will in us. Accept our prayers and give us what's good for us, and keep far from us what's not good for us. We trust you. We have great faith in you, because in you, the life, the light, the truth, and the true way. Accept our prayers tonight through the intercession of the Mother of God, the patron of this church, and through the power of your resurrection. Let us resurrect with you in everything, leaving the works of darkness and the works which lead to death, and make us worthy to pray to you thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. For thine the kingdom, the power, the glory, and ever, forever. Amen. May the love of God the Father and the grace of his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit fill our hearts with joy and with resurrection and with peace in everything. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.